It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. Got a program coming up about neighborhood speeders.
Well, we always have a program going on about neighborhood speeders, but this one is a little bit different because even though many times I just shake my head at some of the stuff you see that pops up on Facebook, this is actually one of the good uses of Facebook. The police department has our own Facebook page. I want to thank all of the feedback that we've received from people in the community giving us locations of speeders in the city. We know that every neighborhood or some neighborhoods or different locations or different cross streets seem to have worse speeding problems than others. Everybody kind of maps out their quick, easy way to circumvent the city, and they probably many times drive way too fast through some of those neighborhoods. We've had folks post on our Facebook page locations where they would like to see additional police enforcement, and or they've also asked to have our portable radar trailer put up as another deterrent to speeding. That's been working out very well throughout the spring and the summer. We'll continue that into the fall. And you may have seen some postings by Lieutenant Kyle Wyford. Kyle oversees our patrol division, and he takes the information that people are posting about where speeders are on a regular basis. He shares that in the patrol briefings. And then he also goes out and writes speeding tickets when he has available time, which unfortunately is a lot less than any of us at the police department would like to say that we have. But you may have seen some of his postings recently where a vehicle has been stopped doing 49 in a 20-mile-an-hour school zone or 43 in a residential area or a whole bunch of other stops that he's highlighted. And those enforcement efforts have really been generated because of the feedback that we've gotten from the community alerting us to the worst problem areas in town. All of our officers, they try to keep an eye on hot spots in between doing calls. In 2021, we were up over 25,000 total incidents from the benign to the serious. Even though it doesn't appear that our crime rate has risen, people have really jumped on board with the see it, hear it, report it, because they sure are reporting a lot more suspicious activity, speeding, reckless, careless vehicles. That's been good. But we also want people to be aware that our patrol staffing currently is at 50% because we've lost staff to higher paying police agencies.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of the Rap Sheet.